Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9, Radio Around the World, Carlsbad, New Mexico. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the Eternal City. We represent Brit Am, whose organization searches for the Lost Ten Tribes, and we have found them in amongst Western peoples. And we work to bring this knowledge, the knowledge that we have gained through our researches and studies, we work to bring this knowledge to the recognition, to reveal it to others, to as many as possible, because it is important. We believe that as a result of this, there will be a drawing together of the hearts, and the first steps will be taken towards a reconciliation between Judah, the Jewish people, and Joseph, representing the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, whose God's divine imperative will that the Lost Tribes should lose consciousness of their Israelite identity, and that this identity should be revealed to them in the latter times, and revealed not only to them but also to Judah. And we are part of the process of this revelation, doing what we can, and we ask you to help us do it, because without your help we find it difficult to function. And the Almighty wants us to be helped by you. We are discussing Psalm 119, section 7. This section has 8 verses, all of which begin with the word whose first letter in Hebrew is Zion. Zion is the equivalent of Z, of the English word Z or Z. The name Zion connotes arm, a weapon, equip, means feed, supply, and also conjugate, have sexual intercourse. It is also connected to the Hebrew word zone, which means sexual immorality in general, though strictly speaking it is usually applied to sexual immorality. But it can also mean sin in general. The English word sin derives from this root. Many words in English derive from this root. The God Almighty has called upon us to do right, and He's made promises to us. And therefore we come to hope upon Him. This is what this section is all about. It begins, 119:49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. We hope upon God. We hope that God will help us. And we depend upon His promises to enable us to continue to do His will. If you are interested in more about our organization, and in more about what we do, and in more about these teachings, you may go to our website, www.britam.org, britam.org, and there you will find much more material on these matters, together with addresses from which you may order publications of ours, or send us offerings through the sale of our publications, and through the receipt of offerings, contributions that people send us. We manage to function, and we keep going, and we keep this message alive. Psalms 119:50 says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Chiatani, the word translated here is quicken me, is chiatani, from the word root chaye. And this may be understood as keep us alive, invigorated me. Through the word of the Almighty, it gives us life, vigor, and the ability to keep going, and to keep going well, with enthusiasm and with joy. 119:51 says, "The proud hath made me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law." The word translated here as proud is zadim. Zadim in Hebrew, more correctly, could be translated as deliberate doers of evil. People who deliberately do evil, who are malicious. They deride us, they despise us, they speak ill of us. They try through their attitude and through their deeds and the means of talking to us and relating to us, they try and turn us away from the right path and discourage others from following the right path as we do. Nevertheless, we continue to keep with the law and to keep with the purpose that the Almighty has set before us, to do the right thing. If you do the right thing, you'll be shown the truth. You will realize the right path to go in. This has been tested and it's true. And ultimately, you will always be blessed. You will be blessed in a way that you would want to be blessed if you had known the options that were available before you, as they are open and known unto the Almighty. The Almighty knows what the options are, what can or cannot not happen to us according to our birth, and what good we can receive. And the Almighty will give us the best good that we would want according to what we have done, as we would have chosen if we would have known. This is an important point to remember. 119:52 says, I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and I have comfort myself. I remember the times the Almighty helped me and others in the past, and I realize that this time as well, God will help us, and God will help us come through. God will come through for us. 119:53 says, Horror have taken hold of me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. David is shocked at the wicked. Evil is bad. Evil does bad. Evil is to be avoided. It is bad for those who do it. It's bad for others. It is not something that is attractive. It is not something to be desired. This is a lie. This is a falsehood of the world which presents evil as something to be wanted, that we want to do, that we think will do us good, will make us feel good. It's not true. Bad is bad, and to be avoided. You should keep away from it. This sounds like something superfluous to say. It doesn't need saying, but we seem to forget it. We always forget it. Unless we ask God to help us and help us remember it, and not only to remember it, but to abide by it, to keep with it, to keep faithful to this truth. 119:54 says, Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Pilgrimage, this word translated as pilgrimage, in Hebrew is meguri, which literally means my sojourning. We're all travelers, we're all tourists in this world. We're all here for a short time. We're all here to do our thing. We're all here temporarily. The will of the Almighty should become our will, and we should rejoice in it. We should not only do good, but strive that things be good. We should do good, and that things should be good for ourselves and for others and for everyone. 119:55 says, I have remembered your name, O God, Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. I remember the night time to learn and pray to do well, in the dark hours. But literally and figuratively, I remain faithful in the dark hours of the night when no one sees us. Sometimes we are tempted to think in ways we should not think, or to do things we should not do. In the dark hours, we have literally remained faithful to God. Also figuratively, in the dark hours, in times of depression, in the times of breakdowns, of times when things are going bad, we should have remained faithful and kept going and kept believing and doing as well as we could. And God will have rewarded us. And if we have not done so, we should turn back to the Almighty and ask for forgiveness and repair our ways and correct our paths. And the Almighty will help us. As he says in 119:56, This I had because I kept your thy precepts. I kept your commandments. I kept your will. I tried to do what was required of me. And I survived because I believed in you. Thank you, God. Thank you, the Almighty God of Israel. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.